Everyone, welcome to Smart Bus Social Minds podcast. It is Sunday, the 1st of March, the first day of the month, and I'm excited to share this podcast episode with you. I'm actually talking about flow and how it relates to emotional intelligence. So how can we achieve something called flow? Well, I'll explain exactly what it is in the podcast, and I hope you enjoy the content. And if you do find it valuable, please feel free to share it with those who you care about and your friends and those in your network. Enjoy the content, and I'll speak to you soon. Everyone, today I'd love to talk to you about emotional intelligence and flow. So I've been reading this emotional intelligence book, but even before I picked it up, I guess I was kind of gravitated towards it because over the last few weeks, I feel like I have been in some kind of state of flow, meaning I've had many obstacles come my way over the last few weeks, but I've been more productive than I've ever been. And I'm actually surprising myself of how I'm managing to handle very highly stressful situations and the things that I've encountered over the last few weeks. How can we get ourselves into a flow? Well, let me first of all explain what kind of flow I'm talking about. So as I've, you know, encountered obstacles over the last few weeks, the old me, let's say perhaps the year and a half, 2 years ago me, or even way before that, let's say the me about 4 years ago would treat every single obstacle like it was the be all and end all of life. Like, say for example, it would kind of almost be like a snowball effect. So let's start off with perhaps not being consistent in my health goals. So if I didn't work out, or I didn't drink lots of water, or I didn't take my vitamins, I didn't eat well, and I didn't exercise or sleep well for, you know, a week, let's say, and I wasn't concentrating on my health, then this would lead me to be obviously down in my mood and in my actions. I'd be tired, I'd be, you know, not focused and things like that. So that could be one obstacle, and then that could create a snowball effect. In, let's say, another obstacle came my way, maybe I had planned something, but then I realized I couldn't do it for a certain reason, but it was something that I was really looking forward to, but something got in the way of me pursuing that. So if I'm already feeling low because I didn't reach, you know, my kind of health goals that week, and I didn't have enough sleep, I wasn't hydrated, I wasn't eating properly, I was just feeling low, I was perhaps not eating right and putting, you know, toxins and acidic food into my body, then the obstacle would probably feel, you know, 100 times worse than it actually was. So behind anything, before we even start thinking and talking about emotional intelligence, health is number one. So okay, let's say you have your health in place, you're doing great, your goals, your fitness and health goals are on track, you're hydrated, you're eating well, you're sleeping well. Then comes an obstacle. Now you are more able to deal with that obstacle. And if you, you know, are on this journey of self-development and personal development, then you know, you may start to expand your emotional intelligence and know that obstacles, you've probably heard it before, are great opportunities for something positive to come out of it. They're great learning stages where we have an obstacle, and instead of looking at the negatives, we can look and think, okay, well, that obstacle was there because I wasn't supposed to go down that path, so I need to learn what I learned from that and move on, right? And it makes us stronger. The obstacle can be, you know, a good thing. So let's say you're not eating right and everything, and you know, the obstacle comes, everything's going to be bad. But let's say you're eating right, everything's going great with your health, and then the obstacle comes along, you're more able to deal with it. Now let's say you've been on a journey of personal development for a while, and you've been concentrating on your health goals, then when obstacles do come your way and you've already expanded your emotional intelligence, they almost become like nothing. You become invincible. It's just the feeling that I've been experiencing over the last couple of weeks. I've had like so many obstacles hit me and I have not been fazed by them at all. I've just been like, right, you know, this has come my way, and you know, and then maybe the next day another obstacle and I'm just like, right, okay, this is interesting. And I've been more able to face the things that have been, you know, put in front of me, because I've been focusing on my health goals, and I've also you know, been expanding my emotional intelligence and working on mindset and development, and knowing that obstacles are just temporary, and usually it's actually positive things that come out of obstacles. So this is how we can get ourselves into a state of flow. So maybe you are feeling a bit down, things are not going right, maybe you're not on track with your health, or you know, you have a lot of obstacles in your way at the moment, but you may then compare yourself to other people and think, well, you know, they're human, they obviously have obstacles, how come they're able to tackle these and seem like nothing's happening? Because from the outside, someone might look at me and think, oh, she's got it all together, and you know, she's always kind of positive and happy, her life is so perfect, she doesn't have a life like mine, no wonder why she's smiling. But really what some people don't see is maybe that person has more obstacles, but when they have things in place, such as, you know, their health goals and rituals and things like that, and they have been on this journey of personal development, then they are more able to get into this state of flow and almost repel these negative things or these obstacles and be able to overcome it. So if you look at someone and they seem like they got it all together, don't always judge and think, oh, they don't have any obstacles, they don't have any difficulties. It could be that they've learned the skill of being able to handle them and tackle those. So if you ever wondered what flow is, it's something that I've definitely been experiencing over the last couple of weeks. And in order to get to that flow, this is just from my personal experience, is tackling your health, number one, which also, you know, gives you a good feeling and it lifts you up and it makes you feel positive. You know, this starts with eating right, staying hydrated. You know, look, I've always got a bottle of water with me, and this is literally going to be gone in two sips, and then I'll probably get some tap water or get another bottle of water. Feeding your mind with, you know, positive things, and having goals and being relentless in achieving your goals. I mean, look, I have another book here as well. See if I can, oh no, turn this around. No, I cannot. Another book here as well. Just books and yeah, always keeping personal development high on my list, and realizing, and obviously getting enough sleep, and realizing that, you know, in order to become almost invincible to these negative things that life throws at us, it's not an overnight thing, but it can be achieved. You can become invincible and almost like a superhero, where nothing can affect you. And to do that starts with your health, number one, and then number two starts with your mindset and personal development. And you know, I'm sharing this because it's so vital for business owners, especially to really start tackling health, to improve their health and also their mindset and personal development, because then it also reflects into your business. Because if your mind's right and your body's not right, you're not going to be able to run your business right. So yeah, that was my little insight into flow and what it is, and it's something that I've been starting to experience, and I feel really strong mentally and physically. But it took a bit of work to get there, and it's possible for anybody to achieve. And it's the very beginning, because I've only just started feeling like this, almost like I can do anything and not be fazed by it emotionally, and not let it, affect me physically as well. So yeah, it feels good. And I feel like it's the start of something. Now I realize I have that flow and I'm able to tap into that flow. Then I'm like, oh, okay. So what can I achieve with that? So, I hope this video was insightful and made sense. And I hope you guys are doing great. Have a great day.